cross. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are, once again on this very planet, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day. I believe today is the 17th day of November in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at very close to 6 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. We welcome you regardless of where you are resident, where you are domiciled, that this is Radio Biafra. We welcome you because we are in our land, we are in Biafra land, touring this very place, ensuring that the ceaseless propagation, the dissemination of every information pertaining to the restoration of Biafra, as proclaimed by Radio Biafra, is brought as close as possible to the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. We assert, we reiterate our commitment to the unification of all the children of God, starting from Idoma to Lower Igala to Igbo, Ibibio, Efike, Jol, everybody, Ishekiri, Urobo, Isoko, Anang, Ewanke, all these people, and even Ogoni, despite the fact it was formed only a few years ago, another contraption, but we also include them in that. We want to be one. We want to march forward as one. From what we are seeing on the ground, from what I am witnessing myself, from the type of telephone calls I receive, I have every belief that this time around, not only are we going to be successful at the extrication of Biafra from the damnable, iniquitous zoological republic, but that this very family of Biafrans will be bonded together in truth and honesty. They will go forth to develop their land, that in the end all honor and grace may belong to the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, whom we call upon this very morning, whom we call upon this very afternoon, evening or night, depending on where you are, that he must come and take his rightful position in all our proceedings, in all that we do, because we do this in his name. Everything we do is in the name of the Almighty God himself, that in the end his words may come to pass, his covenant with us may be fulfilled, and in all righteousness we will acknowledge him as the supreme being, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the only entity worth worshipping and bowing down before. We welcome you as always. It is good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially the ones on the western fringes, those of you in Canada. Our dear brother George, who rang yesterday, Canada is going to be very, very strong, because from his voice, I detected a determination, that never say die attitude that characterizes genuine hardcore Biafrans. That was quite evident in his voice. Along that very axis, if you have anybody resident in Venezuela, people who are in Guyana, people who are in Chile, in Argentina, in Brazil, we want that flank of the world to be as strong as Asia. Very, very critical. Tell them to listen to Radio Biafra. Show them how they can download Radio Biafra app onto their devices. Tell them we are to go to the same way we are on live this very second. If you go to satellite, you will be listening to us. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, it is a name that is synonymous with the absolute, uncompromising, relentless restoration of Biafra. Relentless, that is the word. That is how you know people who are genuine. It is one of the things I learned from Europeans. You must be relentless, continuously relentless. You don't fail. You do not prevaricate. You don't stutter. You don't mumble. You continue on that very straight path that leads you to the ultimate destination. And for me, that place is Biafra. It is Biafra. It doesn't matter what men do. It doesn't matter what women do. We are indefatigable. We are only forgiving right now because we have not commenced our field operations. Once that starts, there will be no... When I mean forgiveness, I don't mean we forgive. No, we don't. We don't. I mean for those of them that will pay the ultimate price for their treachery towards their country. That we have come, we are here. As they would say, we are on the ground. Lies will run away. Deception will no longer be obtainable. Those of them without the liver, those of them without the presence of mind, the discipline and application to pursue this noble enterprise, cannot stand the pressure. They can't stand it. We have come a very long way, and we must finish this race that we started. The children of God must be free. Abba must be set. Agato, Abba no obo. Abba is in, I don't know what to call it, it's not bondage. There is something worse than bondage. Abba must be released from these shackles of oppression in order for us to live as Chukwu Abiama intended. I welcome each and every one of you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the commander of her forces, those of them that will do us proud in every theater we deem it fit to commit them into. And by that very token, the director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and not man, by his grace and his grace alone, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, as I will not tire to always assert and reiterate at every given opportunity, I do what I do because of the obligation I owe to those who are no longer with us, the over 1 million children starved to death, pregnant women who had their stomach cut open, their womb split, and the child brought out and mutilated. We remember those that fought gallantly and fell in the field of battle. Those of them were remembered on the 30th of May. And on the 3rd and the 4th of October, We said to Chukwu Abiama that this is your enterprise, your project, your endeavor, and we handed it over to the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, that our incorruptibility will be maintained, that our service and dedication to the memory of those that lost their lives defending us will forever be entrenched and embedded in the fabric of our existence as a people. That forever and ever we will march forward in the fullness of the knowledge that without Chukwu Abiama, this wouldn't have been made possible. That is why we assemble all of our people from all over the world, wherever they are, they listen. This is Radio Biafra. We are live in Aba. We are interactive. Humanity is listening right across the length and breadth of this very planet, even in the outer universe. Our voice will continue to echo in eternity because we have ensured that the voice of the praise of the Almighty God by His children is heard along every galaxy that has come to the knowledge of man. This is Radio Biafra. I welcome you, and those of them around here will welcome you very shortly. And also, as soon as the very, very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, is able to join me, I will gladly bring him to you. Before I proceed to bring you our news headlines, which goes to reinforce everything we have preached on this very platform this day, I must go to those of them around me, those who have surrounded me, those of them that have ensured that the trip so far has been absolutely hitch-free. They will give us their names. They will greet Biafrans all over the world that we may proceed to do what is right before heaven and before earth. And we shall do so in truth and honesty. Please pick up the microphone. Give us your name as always, as our protocol demands. Where you come from, then you greet our people all over the world. Go ahead.
Good morning, Biafrans all over the world. This is a reminder, Ekago Inyukumere Longinus. I hear from Otuluahena in Ahazum Bise, local government of Imo State, Biafra land. And I'm serving my country, Biafra, as the zonal coordinator of Ezuku here in Aba. Please, my people, come nearer, get your friends, get your brothers, everybody, get them closer to listen to this new morning broadcast as the barrister will read us the news this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Ogwaha Ikechukwu. I'm from Aloma Owerri-Ebire in Onu local government of Imo State. I welcome you into this morning worship. Please stay tuned. By the special grace of God, I am your servant here in Abia State, the Abia State coordinator. Please stay tuned and listen to the gospel which our commander is going to give us this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. My fellow Biafran, I greet you all this morning. Here in Nigeria is morning. I really want to thank those who are still listening to Radio Biafra. I say, may the God of Chukwu Abiama bless you. In Jesus' name.
He said, thank you very, very much. Thank you. If we can find our cable, some of them, that will be quite helpful, if we can find it. Because for those of you around here to be able to listen in on what people from around the world are saying, this is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. And we ask you to also welcome other people. We are a satellite broadcaster. Radio Biafra is on satellite. Radio Biafra is also online. Radio Biafra can be received on your smartphone. Radio Biafra can be received on your laptop, on your mainframe computer, on anything at all that has internet accessibility. There you will be able to receive Radio Biafra. I welcome you individually and collectively. I ask you, as always, to bring your pen and paper closer to you. I also ask you to please tell those around you, tell them that we are live, tell them that we are on air. Let them understand that the propagation of this very gospel that we preach on this very platform will remain forever and ever, as long as Chukwu Abiama considers it fit that we should continue. That is why in all we do, that is why in everything we apply ourselves to, the dissemination of this information is paramount, because Biafra is here to stay, because Biafra will come as quickly as possible, depending on the judicious application of resoluteness by our people all over the world, which I am sure that they will. This morning we are live in Aba, and this morning we shall bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. If you want to join us on Facebook, we are the largest collection of people anywhere on this planet. Radio Biafra London on Facebook is the largest community online anywhere on this earth discussing one particular issue. We are formidable. People are joining us every blessed day. Our people are coming out from everywhere. Chukwu Abiama, as we prayed, have now gone out to touch the hearts, the minds of our people, and bringing them together as one indivisible, indefatigable family. That is why we must continue. By way of headline today, please, on this day, the 17th day of November, we are reporting that gunmen have seized Alakyu village, and they have also burned Ombase Shrine in Nasarawa. Things are happening all over the place. People are dying. They are being killed. Let us see if this is the eminent barrister himself, that he may also partake in this offering of glory this very morning. Barrister, can you hear me?
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, Barrister. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Good morning, fellow Biafrans. Those who are there with Director, those who are in Asia, Malaysia, America, Australia, New Zealand, and those who are in London all over the world, we say good morning to all of you. As you join us in participation to Radio Biafra this morning, we call upon all of you to respond to the restoration of Biafra. Biafra is our nation, our own, our only country where we can all reside and decide how we should live in peace. That we have been decimated and destroyed by forces against our being. It's about time we go back home and call something of our own, because for now we are all strangers in foreign, different countries, and it has not been very comfortable for all of us. Many will tell you the cold is too much wherever they are. The agony is too much. The hatred is too much. We cannot live like this when we know we have a country of our own that are well placed for Biafrans to sit down, eat, drink, and think of their welfare. We are in different places where we have been punished, where Biafrans have been killed. It's about time, Biafrans, you think about yourselves. Think about your living. Think about your generation to come. Not being selfish. Not just thinking about yourself alone and your family alone. It's about time you think about others. Those who will live after you. That is the core argument here. Not just us. Those who are coming after us. Good morning to all of you. East, West, North, or South. Here is Radio Biafra. And we are here to talk with you. Director, good morning once again.
Good morning, Barrister. The very unmistakable, unwavering voice of the barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, has kindly joined us this very morning from London. Barrister, thank you very much. You will remain with me Humanity is remaining with us. People are glued to their devices all over the world. Ebeni no wasoturu. People are listening to us this morning as a testimony to our incredible formidability. Formidable. The only thing we don't do is that we don't engage ourselves in senseless murder and kidnapping. Imandi COG, that's what they want us to do. They want me to get so angry that I'll start killing people. But I have not come to kill our people. I have come to kill Hausa, Fulani, and Yoruba people. I make it very clear. If we can wipe them away from the face of the earth, then so be it. There will be death and mayhem to come because we must be free. We have to be free. Very, very important. We continue. And also, by way of reminding our people that our number remains the same. It doesn't change. UCMFO anchored. And of course, Engineer Iranya. He's also a PhD holder in engineering, mind you, in the USA and of all places. PhD holder in America. In engineering, where he is practicing, not a paper doctor who cannot do anything. Uche hosted the program with Engineer Dr. Clifford Iranya last night up until I think about 11 past 11, I presume. The number to call this morning is +234 817 381 3596. I repeat, 081-738-13596, because we are here in Biafra land, also part of the zoo. At the moment, we are seeking to remove Biafra land from the zoo. We have our universal number, which follows us everywhere we go to, +44 or 0044, depending on your take or your preference, 208-133-9976. I repeat, +44 208-133-9976. We are on Skype, Radio Biafra, and also Radio Biafra One. All one word, lowercasing, Radio Biafra on Skype. Search for us. Add us to your Skype contact list. We may not necessarily accept your request, but if you call us, we will definitely take your call. We are also on Radio Biafra One. Once again, our coordinator's line will be open. It is Rapid Response 68. That will also be open. We are on Viber. We are on Tango. As soon as our lines open, you will be at liberty to call us. Right now, we continue with our news presentation this morning. By way of our headlines, we are telling people that gunmen have now seized Alakio village. They have burnt on Batse Shrine in Nasarawa. Death and mayhem everywhere. Death and mayhem continuing everywhere. Atiku Abubakar, the co-sponsor of Boko Haram, the criminal extraordinaire in the finest traditions of thieving Hausa Fulani people, a custom officer who rose to become a billionaire, not through sheer hard work, but by thieving and criminality and by making the lives of Biafrans almost intolerable. This man have now said, the former vice president, Nigerians have the right to defend themselves against Boko Haram, by which he means you have the right to defend yourself against Hausa Fulani people, because Boko Haram is synonymous with Hausa Fulani jihadist Islam. You must defend yourself. What he's saying is that you must defend yourself, the people at Irete. You must defend yourself against Fulani headsmen. All these offshoot of Boko Haram, all these vanguard of Boko Haram as cattle headers, you must defend yourself. I said it all the time. We are always right. This is Radio Biafra. Self-defense is a necessity if you want to survive. Before now was Ohanaeze. Now even Atiku is saying it. You have to defend yourselves. That is why anybody tampering with our defense fund is a dead idiot walking. You cannot do that. I swore that I will not touch our people. I swore that I will not shed any blood in Biafra land until we have commenced our work. The only thing that will make me change that is if anybody is trying to stop us from acquiring the weapons we need to defend ourselves, even when the man responsible for the mayhem, the carnage, the destruction, the bombing, the beheadings going on in this zoological republic is now telling you to go and defend yourselves. Atiku Abubakar is asking people to go and defend themselves. That is exactly what we are doing. The zoo is crumbling. All the forces of nature is converging to ensure the absolute disintegration of this zoological republic come next year. As oil slump, the zoo government is now warning of austerity measure because they only sell one product, oil. It is called a rentier economy. They are unable to diversify due to the weight of corruption, ineptitude, and sheer criminality. Now, the only thing they sell to make money has gone down the pan. Everybody is now suffering. No more private jets. No more looting at will. That is why they are going to pass the pain to ordinary people. The only thing for ordinary people to do, starting from above, is to revolt. Revolution. We not only wipe them away, we pursue their supporters, as Rawlings did in Ghana. Pursue not just the criminal politician, but also their supporters, and clean them out of the face of the earth. Starting from here in Aba, there has to be a revolution. That is the only thing that can restore a semblance of normality to the lives of our people. There must be a revolution. Here, they are bringing an austerity measure. They cause the austerity, their ineptitude, their criminal activity. Why should there not be austerity measure when businesses cannot function, people cannot get from about to Port Harcourt in real time? How can people run businesses? How can you? When the most important person in terms of employment is the government, how can that economy grow? It's only now that they have listened to Radio Biafra, they're seeking to diversify, to invest money in infrastructure, but corruption won't allow anything to function. Won't allow anything to function. Don't you know that if you build the second Niger Bridge, you will aid commerce and trade and boost the economy between these parts of Igbo land, between the Western Igbo and the Eastern Igbo? That's all there is to it. Western, by which I mean all of them in the so-called Delta, and part of Edo as well, because Ebwanke is Biafra land. Ebwanke is Igbo land. It is not Edo land. It is Igbo land. Very, very important. Very, very critical. And we continue. Muslims are praying for peace. They kill you in the morning, in the evening. They pray for peace because their oil blocks, they are seeing their oil blocks going away from them. They pray for peace. They want to rule you. They want to enslave you. They want to convert you forcibly to Islam. That is why anybody following Rocha Sokrocha is an enemy of the people. I know what hunger can do. Anybody following those people, they are our enemies. And we can't admit them. Because Rocha Sokrocha is the face of Islam you are seeing on the ground here. Rocha Sokrocha is a vanguard and is a frontal person representing Islam in this part of the world. And we cannot have it. This very land belongs to Chukwu Abiyama. It doesn't belong to Satan. Because Islam is satanic. Simple as that. Falana activists lament gradual disintegration of the zoo. The zoo is crumbling, as we told them. This very zoo is crumbling. Nobody can do anything about it. The zoo must crumble, and rightfully so. This very zoo is crumbling, and it should crumble. That is what we expect it to do. The Yoruba cowards, Yoruba cowards, they are now panicking because they will suffer last, and they will suffer very, very terribly. Half of Yoruba land is Islam, half is Christian. The Christian Yoruba people will be decimated. Will be decimated. They should watch and see. All these fake pastors you have in Yoruba land. Fake pastors. Pentecostalism gone crazy. They are all in one almighty mess. Anything we say here comes to pass, as people that know us. Onyanye Brown is condemned. Once we condemn you on this platform, it is over for you. Go and ask Owasrike and he will tell you. Today, do you know that Owasrike is going with police escort from Nigeria? Do you know that Owasrike has police, Nigerian police escort? When they kidnapped me, I did not go to the police to complain. They were the ones that reported me to the police. When they took our men in Oka in 2009 and reported them to the Nigerian police, we never went to the police to complain. They did. Now, Nigerian police is guarding those of them who claim that they are Biafrans, that they are hardcore, they will do anything to get Biafran. They are Manandioshi. Criminals. Chukwu Abiyama is great. This land, people don't understand it. Oboda anyi no nimie, this very Biafra land belongs to God. God decided to place his children here for a purpose, and until that purpose is served, he will not abandon them. Because Chukwu Abiyama is not an entity that breaks covenant. He doesn't break covenant with people. Man can change, but God never changes. We came here for a purpose. That purpose is to bring light where there is darkness. And there is darkness in Africa. We came to bring light. We were consumed by the darkness. But we have now come, according to his will and grace, to restore his children to their former glory. The essence of why they are here must be fulfilled. Yoruba is afraid of disintegration. They are finished. They know we are. People must understand how serious we are. People must know that we are very, very serious. I have made a list available. There are those of them who can never come into Biafra land. 4 people. Some are abroad. They will never see Biafra. Alive or dead. They are, even if they die, their dead bodies cannot come in here. 4 of them. They know themselves. We continue. Nigeria will not divide in 2015 according to the Sultan. Oh, but I'm older than him. Sultan of Sokoto. The spiritual head of Islam. All over the zoo. These are the people that the Britain. Oh, Britain, Britain. British government. Not the British people. British government. British government. British government. They will suffer. They will suffer. Britain will suffer great humiliation at the hands of Islam for daring to reverse what was ordained in heaven by handing the children of God over to the descendants of darkness and Satan. This little boy is speaking, the Sultan of Sokoto. They are the people that is making life here very, very terrible. They are the ones that is making the existence of ordinary people almost intolerable. They are the problem that we have. They are the people that the British mixed us with, and our lives have never become the same again. Ever since 1914. And then Nnamdi Azikiwe cemented it by asking for one Nigeria. And out of that chaos and mayhem, today we are slaves to Ndenachi Nnama. Slaves to cattle herders. Thanks to Nnamdi Azikiwe and the Igbo people that think they have brains. You see, we are part of the Hebraic family all over the world. We never go into any territory to take it and keep it that doesn't belong to us. I keep saying this all the time. People don't want to reason and think about it very carefully. Anytime an Igbo man, anytime a Biafran person goes to become the president of the zoo, our people will die. Look at the idiotic and moronic Goodluck Jonathan, what is happening in his reign. Look at Nnamdi Azikiwe. Look at Agu Yironsi. Look at what happened to Chubu Kadibu. Look at the humiliation Ekweme suffered. All these things happened for one simple reason. Look at Nzogwu. Did anybody see Nzogwu's corpse? No. Nzogwu was a very brave soldier. But he did the wrong thing. He tried to keep Nigeria as one. He tried to keep Nigeria as one. That is why nobody even saw his corpse till this very day. What we are saying is very simple. We are the children of God. Ethiopia never embarked on a conquest of expansionism. The state of Israel do not conquer people. Where you have today in Palestine is ancient biblical Israel. For your information, it is ancient Israel. They don't conquer territory. There is no king of Israel that went to battle and decided to colonize those people. Never, ever, ever. That is why here we have autonomous community to reinforce the very fact that we don't lord it over other people. As I asked them in Ijoland, have we ever come here before to colonize you, to force you to speak Igbo language? And says no. We are not those people. We are honest, God-fearing people before the politicians and the criminals came. And we are going back to where we came from, virtuous, righteous people. That is why we are incorruptible and must remain so. Whiter than white and whiter than snow. Igbo people are very poor. You must forgive them. How one naira they start screaming. because of Kwashiorkor. They suffered so much. An average Igbo person was raised in poverty. And in poverty, most of them will die who are ignorant. Poverty, I mean, is poverty of the spirit. Some of them are so poor, it is unreal. That is why their brain cannot tell them that running Radio Biafra requires money. If it doesn't require money, we'll shut it down and we'll ask you to do as we are doing. You will cry after 5 minutes. But their brain, their peanut brain, cannot articulate that. They are so tiny. They hear money and they start jumping because they were raised in poverty. I wasn't raised in poverty. Never, ever, ever. Never. And can never be. I started driving at the age of 15. My mom's car, my father's car. I take it from them without telling them. We leave Government College Oman here. We come back home at night. We push the car outside to go to parties. And I copy and easy and start the car. And go and party. After that, we come back and we go back to school. Don't you know that? That we had good time in those days. Ask anybody, as our friend will say to us then, we were enjoying our own oil boom then, as youngsters. I was not raised in poverty. So if you were raised in poverty, I can understand why you panic, why you are so agitated when money is mentioned. To us, we use money to fund Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. But to you, you need money to eat and to survive. We are not in the same league and can never be. This is Radio Biafra. Oil price crash, private jet owners to pay more taxes. Now they have come, but nobody's going to pay, of course. You get the tax man, you give him bribe, and he goes back, he falsifies the file, and that is the end of it, to pay more taxes. Is there any central tax collecting agency in the zoo? The answer is no. Now we must continue inexorably to present our accompanying you summary. Our lines are not yet open, therefore I caution those of them calling to refrain from doing so until we have completed our summary this morning, the presentation of our news in detail. We are reporting today that gunmen on Sunday morning, only yesterday, attacked Alakio village in Nasarawa State, chased away the residents and burnt down the shrine of Lega Agu, also known as Baba Alakio, the spiritual leader of Ombatse militia group. A militia group, we are the only ones without a standing militia. Only Biafrans, we do not have a standing militia under a unified central command, which is exactly what we are now doing to ensure that we serve under one command, disciplined enough to take orders from the center and carry it out. The only difference between Europeans and Africans is that Europeans are disciplined. Africans are not. We don't know how to follow or obey orders or follow one line or chain of command. To make your lives better, you need to submit to one central command. We are not asking anybody to. We are going to do things our way. And it always works. That is why we are incredibly formidable. Of course, they know that. The whereabouts of Baba Alakio is not yet known, as scores of people vacated the area. The Nasarawa State Head of Service, Dominic Bako, was hit in the arm by a bullet as he ran into protesting youth in Shabu area, the adjoining village, to Alakio. He is currently receiving treatment at a state specialist hospital. The students of the State Polytechnic and College of Agriculture in Lafia, which is a few meters away from Shabu, also fled the school for safety reasons. The zoo is collapsing from the inside. Why? Because a Biafran is at the helm of affairs. Good luck, Jonathan. Is from a job, is an Ijaw man. He is at the center of the governance of the zoo. That to God is an abomination. Jonathan attended Organization of Islamic Countries meeting in Egypt. That before God in heaven is an abomination. What Jonathan signified by attending OIC meeting is that all of you are Muslims and that Muslims should come and take you over. But some of you don't see it. Some of you don't quite understand it because you are black people from Africa. Your brains are not quite tuned to reason outside or to think outside the box, as the expression goes in England. The more Jonathan stays there, the more you will die. The more you... There are standing militias all over the place. Awosa Fulani, when they don't have militia, ordinary cattle headers are busy killing our people. But that won't be for long, I can assure you. I am home. I am here now. And this army must be led, disciplined, to achieve their ultimate goal, which is to liberate their country. Anybody who cannot follow disciplined, centralized command cannot be a part of us. If you become a saboteur, you will be killed. If you join our enemies, you will die with them. As simple as that. They must understand this very clearly. That we're not joking. We are not. We continue. Four people were reportedly killed and their remains deposited at the, that is the only thing. Specialist hospital is now meant for the deposition of dead bodies. They went and deposited the dead bodies at the specialist hospital in Lafia along Shendam Road. Although state or hospital officials are yet to confirm that. My God. Scores of children and women we are seeing in the early hours of Sunday trekking to Nasarawa, Egon. About 30 kilometers from Lafia, people are suffering. The zoo is crumbling. It is falling apart. 2015 is hell. I want Jonathan to be very careful. I'm advising Jonathan this morning. I know he listens to Radio Biafra. He's a very keen fan of Radio Biafra, so he listens all the time. Jonathan, I want to refer you to one recent history of Africa, which you may or may not be aware of. I have said this many times on Radio Biafra, and I want you to take very strict cognizance of this very information I'm about to give you this morning. There is a man called Mohamed Siad Barre. Mohamed Siad Barre was the dictator and ruler of Somalia for very many years. People told him, it is time for you to leave. People are yearning for change. You see, in Mohamed Siad Barre and Somalia, I understood that there are things about black African people which the world don't know. Self-destructive cynicism. Mohamed Siad Barre remained in power, ignored every advice to leave, failed to see the handwriting on the wall, and today, Somalia is a playground of vagabonds and vermin. Their civilization eradicated overnight. Siad Barre sat in power and preferred to see his country collapse and die, and men and women to be slaughtered in their hundreds, than to leave office. The same thing will happen with Jonathan. For Jonathan daring to run, men and women will die. People will die. For Jonathan deciding to remain in office in the zoo, this place will burn down. I tell you, mark it somewhere. Because when it will be happening, I will not feel sorry for you. Those of them killed in the north, do I cry for them? The answer is no. You know, let them even bury you there. So in your next life, you become a cattle rearer. Because of your stupidity. Jonathan is a curse. Jonathan should have allowed Biafra before now to come. That is the only thing that would have saved him. But now he is beyond redemption. This place must fall. It must crumble. It must disintegrate next year. It must. M-U-S-T. Not just through the activities of Biafrans all over the world, but by... Do you know what is happening here? Do people like, is because the news media is not tuned to inform people there is no light. The best way to get to people's consciousness is through video. In other words, television. But people can't afford it. They can't go on satellite. The nonsense is reading of newspaper is rubbish. People can't read and write properly. The reason why there hasn't been any revolution or uprising in Aba is because people have not seen what is happening. But because of Radio Biafra, they will see it now. Because of those of them here, they will say, you send us the videos, won't you? Yes. So that you may taxi, you may taxi. They will send us the videos. You will see it. Abba. And then you will wonder if, when all of you working in KPMG, working with City, I am going to send it to every big corporation in the world. And say those people answering to Nigerians, this is where they come from. Atiku is telling you, go and defend yourselves. Not me. Atiku. If Ohaneze can even know that, how about you? Now Atiku is saying the same thing. Former monkey and, oh, in fact, he's still a monkey. Former vice president of the zoo, Atiku Abubakar, has said Nigerians have the right to defend themselves against Boko Haram insurgents since the federal government has failed to overwhelm them, especially in the northeast. Now, I ask myself, who are Boko Haram? Awusa and Fulani combined together. Who are Boko Haram? They are Muslims, Islam, It means you must defend yourself against Hausa Fulani people and Islam. Yorubas are too cowardly. You don't have... Yoruba is too cowardly. Just creep behind them and say, "Hua," they will run away. Yoruba. If they have a gun, they'll drop it and be running. Take off their slippers and run away. They are cowards. Nobody regards them as anybody. I'm talking about Hausa Fulani. Do you know the reason why I want Biafra to come via revolution? Is because I want us to defeat the Nigerian army in war. That is the only thing that drives me. You know, the shame of 67 to 70 to say that children of God were defeated in war and did not avenge is slightly odichama for our history books. I want our great-grandchildren, our grandchildren to read about us and say that those of them, that this very class defeated the people that have defeated their fathers in war. That's all. People don't know where we are going with this. We have not come to retreat. We will find out those who are cowardly, we weed them out. And we continue our march. We are unstoppable. Unstoppable. We want to defeat the Nigerian army in a set piece battle so that the world will know that we have avenged for the defeat of 1970. If you don't have the liver, don't even come close. If you can't, don't even bother coming close. Go and defend yourselves according to Atiku Abubakar. That's what he's telling you. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, oil slump, the Zoo government unveils austerity measures. Austerity measures that they caused. The hardship and pain were caused by these people. Ndio Shinandiama, people that will steal milk from a baby. If they can steal even the milk coming from a mother's breast into the mouth of her child, they will take it and sell it. These people are evil. They have done more damage to the psyche, to the essence of a black person than the combined slavery of Europeans put together. These people, where they come from, I do not know. Then they say that the decline in the price of crude oil may have started taking its toll on the Zoo as the federal government on Sunday announced measures aimed at cushioning its impact on the economy. The Minister of Finance and the Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, announced this in Abuja while addressing journalists on the federal government's response to the crisis in Abuja on Sunday. The measures which will see the monkeys in the Zoo, your so-called Nigerians paying tax on luxury goods, comes barely 6 days after President Goodluck Jonathan formally announced his intention to contest the February 14, 2015 election. Okonjo-Iweala, in the company of the Director General of the Budget Office of the Federation, Dr. Bright Okog, the accountant, nonsense, rubbish. Now, if you're a taxman anywhere in the world, like the IRS in America or Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, you know that Radio Biafra is registered in England. Therefore, you must account every year for every penny you receive and you spend. We receive money on Radio Biafra via two means, via PayPal and by direct payment into the bank. If you go to our accountant's office, who is Akrams & Co., in Dalston, in Kingsland, in East London, you will see the printout of those accounts. That's what the taxman wants to see. He doesn't believe anything you tell him. He wants to see your statement, how you get your money. From there, they calculate their tax that you're going to pay them. Now, in a country where there is police escort, police dog, police snake, everything is there guarding somebody, how can a taxman go into the house to go and serve summons on the man with the luxury goods? How? Come now, how are you going to do it? How can you go to a retired major general and say, "Excuse me, sir, that jet you parked at local wing of Murtala Mohammed Airport, I want you to pay tax." How is that possible? When at the gate there are people guarding this man, military men with guns, how are you going to do it? So people enact policies in Africa that is unworkable. Unworkable. If you doubt me, go to Murtala Mohammed Airport. They call it MMR. I don't know if it's measles and rubella and whatever it's called. MMR 2. Murtala Mohammed Airport 2. Take a flight in the afternoon. As the flight is trying to gain altitude, look on your left-hand side. You will see private jets. Over 50 of them. Private jets. In a country where people are going to the dustbin to pick up food, they have private jets. Because they are waiting to run away to their loot.
Any day it starts, they will run, hurry up to Ikeja, and that link will be cut off. They will run into their private jets and they will take off. What bothers me is the level of ignorance of those guarding them. You are a wretched fool. You are an idiot guarding somebody stealing your money and your future. Their own children are abroad studying. Your own child is at Ilukpeju, struggling to go to school. And you're saying, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Yeah, God, black people. They will cut every expenditure and allocation. Roads will not, of course, they weren't building roads before anyway. Because the only thing that you sell to get money is crude oil. That crude oil is no longer there. The price has fallen. The federal government of the zoo, next line of action on Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe states of the at the expiration of the emergency rule imposed on the three northeastern states will be decided on Monday. As investigated by the Punch newspaper, the third tranche of 6 months emergency rule imposed on the states following the continued activities of members of the Boko Haram sect expires on Thursday. There have been speculations that President Goodluck Jonathan may impose total emergency rule on the states by appointing military administrators to take over from the state governors. It wouldn't do anything. Who are the ones fighting? Are they not military? You appoint them, you will appoint a Hausa man, a major general, a colonel, all of these idiots, brigadier, to take over the state. The person is a Boko Haram member or sympathizer. Stupid people who can't reason properly. I don't know. Anyways, I said I don't want to say something that you grab and be upset with me. If not, I would have asked some very difficult and pertinent questions to heaven to tell me. I don't want to meet these people again. The stupidity I have encountered in this life from people who are ill-educated. I wouldn't want to meet Anna Law. There are people that I don't even want to come close to because their brain doesn't function properly. They cannot reason. They cannot think properly. They cannot decide to make use of their brain to think. Monkeys are better than them. The Federation of Muslim Women Association in the Zoo, Surulere Lagos chapter, has embarked on a prayer session for a peaceful election in the state in 2015. The women gathered at Oluwalowi Central Mosque in Randall Street in Surulere to pray for the state and to celebrate the new Islamic year 1436 AD, or in the year of Muhammad, AH. Are you listening to me? 1436. Biafra is 5,000 years old. The Hebrew calendar is 5,768 years old. Islam is only 1,436 years old. That tells you, or should tell you, quite a lot, isn't it? A lot of things. I can't believe this. I can't believe this. These are the people that came lately. They want to overwhelm everybody. Only Islam is only 1,436 years old. As an ancient religion, it is quite modern. It's like Pentecostal church. It is nothing. Go to Google and type in Hebrew calendar. They will tell you in the year they are in. In Biafra land, we have been going for nearly 5,000 years. 5,000 years. Islam is only 1,436 years. Fulani people, they have not been here up to 200 years. Fulani settlement at Sokoto is not up to 200 years old. Yet people are deceiving themselves. One Nigeria, my foot, Chineke Bokuna Kondiara. Anybody who believes in one Nigeria, may Satan punish you and burn you with brimstone and fire. Mixed even sulfur as well, because your stupidity is astonishing. You claim you went to school. What is the meaning of Nigeria? What does Nigeria mean in Yoruba language? In Hausa, in Fulani, if I thought they have a language. In Kanuri language, in Gware language, in Tivi language, in Ibirom language, or is it Ibirom, whatever they call it. In Igala language, what is it? Iridoma, what is the meaning of Nigeria? I ask people, what is the meaning? I can tell you the meaning of my village, my clan, where I come from. Even the word Omo, I can tell you the meaning of it. What is the meaning of Nigeria? I ask. Do you have the word Nigeria or Niger in your local parlance? The answer is no. Will you find it in your lexicon? The answer is no. Where did the word Niger come from? I ask. Nonsense. African people. Daft and useless. Daft and useless. A sizable number of human rights and civil society activists at the weekend lamented that the zoo has started disintegrating gradually due to what they attributed to the activities of Boko Haram insurgents. The activists expressed the view of a national symposium organized to mark the first memorial anniversary of Baba Omojola at Airport Hotel. It's always Yoruba. Seminar. Seminar, symposium. Seminar, Yoruba. Always on paper. Seminar, symposium. No wonder they are master forgers. Seminar, symposium. On paper. Ask them to translate what they have seminared upon or symposed upon. The answer is zero. They cannot deliver on it. They can never do that. They have even a senior advocate who observed that the Nigerian armed forces, especially the Nigerian army, could not liberate the country from the grip of the terrorists as presently constituted. The army is weak. This happening here now, Orozo. Hey, park there, clear well, siren everywhere. We are Nigeria, we are soldiers. Rubbish. This army is not strong. It can be broken. This army can be broken and will be broken. They are nothing. That is why we must continue our work. That is why we must remain resolute and relentless. Very, very important. The Sultan of Sokoto, Al-Haji Saad Abubakar, and the Catholic Archbishop of Sokoto Diocese, Reverend Father Matthew Kuka, have said that the Nigeria will not break as a result of crisis being anticipated during the 2015 general elections. According to them, the zoo will remain united no matter the drums of war being beaten by some persons who do not wish the country well. Of course, I don't wish the country well. I hate Nigeria. I despise the word Nigeria and everything that it portends. I hate people that say they are Nigerians. I'm harsh. If I have a nuclear weapon, I will detonate it in Nigeria. I can't stand them. I hate them with a passion. Mad people. You kill 6 million of my people and somehow you want us to be in love with you. Lunatics. They have not started anyways on the page of the newspaper. You can write anything you like, isn't it? Nigeria will not break, and then so what? Who told you it won't break? Every day Nigeria will not break. Private jet owners to pay more taxes, how that is possible, I do not know. The rich will be hard hit by the new measures. I don't believe it. Anytime they write this news, I wonder, how do you intend to collect the money? The man's money is in Switzerland. Their money is in Namibia. It is in South Africa, in Dubai. That is where the money is, in New York. How are you going to tax Bola Ahmed Tinubu? We publish his 15 bank accounts. How on earth are you going to tax all of those accounts? How do you intend to do it? How, I ask you? How? You can't do anything about it. Just Kenyekwa news. Kawo Nenyego news. Just to give news for the sake of it. They give news just for the sake of giving news because they know it is not conceivable. It is not possible. Oil price continues to fall. Proposed $73 per barrel benchmark imposes surcharge on luxury goods. The zoo government has unveiled strategic plans to instigate or to mitigate the adverse effect of declining global oil prices and protect the economy through a review of the medium-term economic framework. Nonsense. What is the framework? It's to steal money and take to Switzerland. Medium economic framework is how do we steal more money? How do we award contracts to our friends? These contracts will not even be executed or carried out. That is what they do. Njara and Yusinandiyama. Wicked and mad people. You're going to tax luxury goods. How is that possible? How is that possible, I ask? That concludes our news presentation this morning, our headlines and accompanying news summary. If the barrister can come back to me, I will be very much obliged, please. Barrister, if you have anything to say, you must say it now, or else our lines are now open. I don't know if those of them here with me have anything to say, but you have something to say?
Yes.
Okay, please go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, it's fine. Go ahead. Yeah, you've turned it off. Go ahead.
Hello, Director, there is a point I want to make about what
Atiku said. Atiku said that we should defend ourselves. And something came up to me. I still remember Ogwaha Ikech, who was a state coordinator. It's like Boko Haram is killing us. They are ready for us. And when you are fighting with somebody, the person is hitting you, expecting that you will defend yourself, and you're not doing that. The person now came up and said, you're not defending yourself. I will wipe you out, too. That is what Atiku is telling us. So we have to do something. And the money people are paying for us to buy weapon and defend ourselves, other people are busy. You want to use the money for another thing. So my fellow Biafrans, anywhere you are, it is time for us to defend ourselves. Atiku has come up and say, we are killing you people. Can't you defend yourself? And we are going to wipe you out. So all I want to do now, or all I want our fellow Biafrans to do now, it is time for us to rise up and defend ourselves. If we can't do that now, maybe by 2 years' time, there will be nothing like Biafra. So it is time every one of us to wake up and for us to defend ourselves. This is my point I want to make. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I don't know if any other person has something to say before I proceed to start taking calls. Please go ahead. Nothing to say. I hope he's not too tired. Following me about. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I don't know what is wrong with one of these things here. I don't know what is wrong with it. It is not working the way it should. It isn't working the way it should. Let us go to the barrister and see if he's there. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, well done for the news, as always, letting us to know what is happening in the zoo and beyond. Director, as I said yesterday, I just wish we will concentrate on what is happening in our zonal areas. Forget about what Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are saying. The Satan of Sokoto is saying one thing. Atiku Abubakar is saying another. The zoo will not split. You know, that man doesn't, what does he do? Just sit down, they bring Biafra oil money to him. He will decide, I just don't want to go into that area. People are dying every day. People are being killed every day. And nothing is happening. What a shame. Ben Onwuka is still in detention. Our people are going about their businesses. What? Yesterday, I frankly did my best to come in, but I was not able to because of the line and everything. Director, we are talking about Fyoda Ojikano. Who was there before him that made Abba to be in the state that he is today? Can't the Enyimba City come out en masse, go straight to this man's office or to his house, take the whole rubbish bin and dump it on his office for him to realize that this is what he's supposed to do, for him to realize that he is a disgrace to the people of Aba and the Biafran people in general? Can't all those people there carry the whole heap of rubbish, dump it in front of his door? The money given to him, every governor is giving allocation money to look after their own state. Every single governor, they are giving money to look after their own state. So why is he not looking after Abba? And why is it that the Abba people kept quiet and everybody going about their own business? Why can't they all together carry the whole dump of rubbish, drop it in front of his office or in front of his house? When our people realize that they can die and get what they want, I think there will be a change among our people. But everybody is afraid. The policeman that is coming to arrest you, beat the hell out of him, all of them will run. It's about time our people get to stand for their rights. You see evil happening. Everybody is afraid to die. And they are still dying. Why can't you die for what you believe in? Why can't you die for the truth? For what you stand for. Everybody, nobody wants to come out. Look at what is happening in the Arab world. Even the tanks and ammunition that them, they are still moving forward and do whatever they want to do. Look at what is happening in Ukraine, in China, in Malaysia. They are not afraid to come out and protest in order for them to get what they want. Our own people, evil man is afraid to die. All they want is money. Dear friends, nobody wants to show their face because they don't want to die. But you are dying. How often are Boko Haram are killing you? Article is telling you to defend yourself. Must Article tell you? Because Article has realized he's not going to win the election. They have vowed already that instead of Jonathan to go there again for the third time, that the whole place will be soaked in blood. They have given you all these signs, but very many of you are still dying enough. But Abba has been left as if all the people there are no longer living. And we are quiet. Fiona is taking your money, flying out and buying private jet. If all of you descend on him and his family, they will run away from you. Any military that you see on your... dislodge them and kill them. Our people are so afraid of the consequences of what they're supposed to know and do. Everybody's running away. Benjamin is there, running in jail. Why not go and kidnap whoever that is go to Anambra or Enugu, kidnap whoever is the governor. Let them release Ben Onwuka. Barrister, good morning.
Barrister, good morning. Can I get one? What do we say? I don't know. It's terrible. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They're not paying attention, are they? They are not. I don't expect them to. Most of the people do not pay attention. We have a caller on Skype and he's not saying anything. I don't know what is wrong. I have no idea. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Hello, my director. Are you talking to me?
How did you call me? On Viber, is that correct?
Hello?
Yes, I said the caller on Viber. You're still asking me if I'm talking to you. You called me on Viber. You're the only person on Viber.
Sorry, sir. Good afternoon, sir.
Good morning from here.
Okay, this is Mba Excellent calling from Thailand, sir.
Mba Excellent from Thailand. Yes.
I've heard the news you have read and everything.
You're calling us from Thailand. I have said I will not take calls from people from Thailand. But you keep calling.
Yeah, something I want to explain to you, please. Please, can you please let me explain it to you then?
Go ahead.
Please. Okay, we have, we waited for you to make an announcement yesterday based on how you promised me, but I thought, I sense that you are busy and everything. That's why we the indigenous people of Biafra in Thailand on Nut Zone. We had our meeting yesterday and we were able to resolve some certain issue. And we Biafra in Thailand, the indigenous people of Biafra, not the people who come to gossip or people who call it Biafra to gossip about what you are doing, we are very strong now. And from now henceforth, you will be hearing from those people that are indigenous people of Biafra in Thailand. And I was able to collect some papers, the last monthly dues we paid, in which we pay it on September. And the only money I think Thailand is owing now is October and this November. And because of what happened before, we don't want who to pay it in. That is why we did not pay it. And the money is down now. Both the the October and this November, all those money is down. We wanted to go and do Western Union to the person that we did it before. If you permit me to call the name of the person, we can call it and tell you the amount we sent to London.
There is no need for that. You okay, will sir. Send, okay. You hang on a second. You will send this very fund to our dear sister, Nenaya Anya. And then you supply the details, just write down Nenaya Anya. In fact, before you send anything to start with,
Contact Nlebedi Onyinye, yeah, who is our Asia rep. Contact Nlebedi Onyinye, who is our Asia rep. Do you have his number?
No, I don't have it, sir.
Can you get a pen and paper and I'll give it to you?
Yeah, I have it here, another.
Plus 601.
Okay, sir.
63.
Yes, sir.
553.
Yes, sir.
074.
What is that?
Now, let me repeat this number. Plus 601 or 00601, but I prefer you use plus. Plus 601-63-55-3074. That is the number for our entire Asia representative, Onyinye Chinlebedim.
Okay, sir.
Call him immediately and he will tell you what to do. As I have said before, everybody will send everything to a centralized place. I will speak to our sister shortly after this program. I need to obtain her permission. If you have any Western Union to send, you must also send it to her as well, because she is our financial controller. She is in charge of the overall finance of this very movement. Now, people must understand that very clearly. You send all your funds, those of you choosing to go via Western Union, to Germany, pending further announcements as to where you need to be paying your monthly dues. As simple as that. Is that clear?
Yeah, I understand this, sir. Please, sir, I want to apologize on behalf of the whole people of Biafra and indigenous people of Biafra. And I'm promising you, by the grace of God, we are not going to relent on this struggle. We are very strong now. I have a very good number of people who came to our meeting yesterday. Very well. So, please, sir, we are very sorry for what has happened before, and we are sorry to recall. We are not here to claim rights or anything. And we are trying to say anyone who has
your line
should not come back.
Yes, that is a very good idea. Excellent, it's a very good idea. But first of all, listen to me very carefully before you continue.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Go and call Nlebedim Onyinye. After calling Nlebedim, who is our Asia rep, you will take an oath of office immediately.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You will take an oath of office immediately confirming your status as our new coordinator in Thailand, and that is the end of it.
I'm very much grateful.
Good.
Thank you.
Do that immediately. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, my director.
Good morning. Please confirm your name and where you're calling from.
Director, my name is Chukwu Emeka Joseph Afosi. I'm from Orumba South Local Government, Anambra State.
Thank you very much. And where are you calling from?
I am calling from India, director.
From India, what is happening to India? India have now. What is Christian Ngosu from India? Why haven't they paid
their
money?
Yes, sir. I spoke to him day before yesterday. Director, I want to give you a good news. And that good news is that we are expanding. But before I go on, I will let you know that I'm a member of the people, indigenous people of Biafra in London, which I reside. But based on my work, since 2 months now, I'm in India. And since I came here in Goa, we've managed to coordinate our people, which we had a meeting on Saturday. It was very successful. Our people are ready here, Mr. Director.
How can they be ready when they have not paid?
Be ready, I'm saying, Mr. Director, is that I've called our national director, Mr. Christian Ngosu, which I've spoke to him. He's aware of everything in terms of our monthly dues, which we had a meeting on Saturday. Our money is ready right now. Our defense fund, we are told that defense fund should be paid by the end of this month, which is ready as well, Mr. Director.
Okay.
I'm speaking to you now.
Go ahead.
I must be honest to you, there are people There are people here in Goa, India, that are ready to defend their fatherland. The indigenous people of Biafra, and in the name of Mr. Ekene.
Can you hear me?
After all, people have given they have changed his name to Mr. Biafra. But he fought alone to the extent that today I can assure you that we are formidable, Mr. Director.
That's good.
To add with the news you read this morning, Mr. Director, I must be honest, our people, we have to wake up. I have only two words this morning to tell our people. Because what is happening now is not what we should sit down and look. Our people, we should not sit down and visualize success. We should visualize the step in which we will take in order to make success happen. This is the problem we Igbo people, most of us in Biafra land, are facing. Most of us are sitting down, folding our hand, waiting for Biafra to come. It will not come if we don't fight for our rights. Stop sitting in your sitting room, watching TV and waiting for Biafra to come. The English word says, stop visualizing success. We should visualize the step in which we should take in order to make success happen. Mr. Director, I must be honest to you. The last time I called you from London, I told you that in terms of raising funds, I brought two ideas, but it cut off, and I tried to call again because I was traveling. I couldn't be able to reach you again. I was the one that called you, and I brought the idea of our people calling you, answering questions about fund over the on air. It's a disgrace to you, Mr. Director. Nobody should be able to call again on this line to ask about our fund. What you are doing for us, Mr. Director, I believe you are not the one to come on air to answer any question. They are doing it in order to make you angry. I suggest last time that we should have a program on the day to answer questions about a fund. And I believe since then nobody is calling about it because they know now that there is...
I don't know, have we lost him?
I believe if we can take this step, Mr. Director, we move forward. And that suggestion is, Mr. Director, please don't get me wrong. If my idea is not good, please you correct me. I believe by now we have more than 1 million to 2 million indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Mr. Director from London, I told you, can't we have what is called a national ID card in the way we have it in London, that is called insurance number, that everybody has to pay money every month? Because paying $500 for defense fund, which I am able to pay, but most of people are not able to pay it. If we have that national ID card in which each and every indigenous people of Biafra will be paying money, let's assume we have 3 million of indigenous people of Biafra paying 100 naira every month, and that is constantly, Mr. Director. In the next 1 year, we are going to have fund in our a lot of money in reserve to be used. If we pay this defense fund, which I've told Mr. Wonsu himself that he should send me the account to pay the money anytime today or tomorrow, he can confirm it to you. If we pay this money now, there's a lot of people who are not ready. I believe if we keep paying every month, everybody knows that it's his duty to pay 100 or 200 or 1,000 naira. If you register 5 million to 6 million people, Mr. Director, we know how much we are getting every month. And the next 6 months or 7 months, I believe the director, we will have money to defend ourselves. My name remains Mr. Alfonso, calling from Goa. Now I'm the coordinator here in Goa, Mr. Christian Wonsu, which is our national coordinator here, a very good man, which I spoke to him on Saturday when we had our last meeting here. Our next meeting is on 26th of this month, and the defense fund of people of Goa here will be ready. Now, as I'm saying, Mr. Director, I just want to use this opportunity to tell you to say a very big thanks to our people here in Goa for coming out, and they should come out more on 26th of this month. Director, this is what I want to say this morning, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much, too. You have spoken very well. It shows the effects of one being very proactive. You had to travel from England, where you are based, to India. You took your Biafranness with you. You went there and now you are the coordinator in Goa. That is the level of involvement and activism that brings joy to my soul. And because of the thing that you are doing, or what people like you are doing all over the world, that is why we persist with this very effort to restore our country. The people of Goa, considering what I have heard this very morning, it is not a name that comes very easily to us when we think of those of them who are formidable. But based on the very good testimony we are receiving this morning relating to your conduct, it is our pleasure, no doubt, to welcome all of you one after the other to this very indomitable global family of Biafrans dedicated to the pursuit and restoration of our land in truth and honesty. That you will continue to do this very work, that you will continue to propagate this very gospel, to spread this very good news, to tell your friends and your families to listen to Radio Biafra and become part of the family wherever they are. Very, very critical. Please, all of you in Goa, we thank you and we want you to continue to do your good work. Very, very critical. Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. We have a caller on the line. We have a caller on the phone, if I am not mistaken. We have a caller on the phone. Let us go to that very caller. I don't know where they're calling from. Possibly India. I don't know. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please.
Director, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good afternoon from India.
Good morning from here.
So I thank you very much for your work. You know, you said that we shouldn't thank you anymore, but for what you are doing for us is a great job. Since you went down to Nigeria, from Nigeria to Biafra, and I'll be following you, but I don't want to call. So this call, I wanted to play this call yesterday morning, but I couldn't get through due
to
a lot of people.
Please confirm your name. You've not given us your name and where you come from.
My name is Odoji Adesun. I'm from Umuoba, and I'm Anambra East local government.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the issue I want to raise here is there's something I want to put in now. Regarding this last call now, I welcome that idea very well. The person spoke very well, and I'm very happy that you have expanded a new zone over there in Goa, because I reside in Delhi, India. So what I want to say is, in Delhi here, Badareto, I must tell you that our people are lagging behind. I must tell you. Overseas, about 2 months ago now, since October to this November, if you come to our meeting, I don't really know what is going on. I don't know. And I must say that we need your presence. At least if you come over here and speak to our people, at least it will draw some attention of some members who have gone back. So I will really want you to, if possible, you can be able to come to India and see us. Because when I joined this Biafra family in India here, I was seeing a lot of people in the meeting. Okay, yesterday we had a meeting. We have about we're not even up to seven members. And yesterday I texted the message because I'm the PRO here in West Delhi. We have about something members, which I text message to every one of them. But when we went to meeting yesterday, I saw that we are not up to seven members yesterday. So I don't really know what's going on. Regarding our monthly dues, we are contributing. You know, we are owing October and this November. Some people have paid, but some people have not paid because we are paying amount of 11,000 rupees. So if you calculate the amount of number of people who have paid October and November, it's not up to the amount of which we're supposed to pay in 1 month. So we are really lacking behind. So even if we cannot be able to come over here in India now, at least, therefore you're supposed to. If there is any words you can use for indigenous people of Biafra here in India, so that we can, our people will start coming out. I don't really know what happened. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not blaming anybody because I don't really know what happened. Some people are no longer coming out the way it's supposed to be before. And I'm scared about it. So please, Director, I would like you to do something, please. That is what I want to ask this time around.
Yes, those people who were coming before and now are no longer coming, are not supposed to be part of what we are doing. I want you to go through your register and make a note of all their names. Because very soon they will be begging to join. And then they will not be let back. I want you to send a list of all the people that the way you were before. Send it to Christian Wosu. I want that list of the people who were coming before but no longer coming. So I will monitor it very closely. Very, very soon they will beg to come back and they will not be let back. Go and look for the new people. Okay. Those new people are the ones that Chukwu Abiyama wants you to work with. Our brother went to Goa and made something of Goa. So can other people elsewhere as well. Go ahead.
Okay, where do I need to send those names?
Send it to Christian Wosu, the national coordinator. He will, of course, forward it to my secretary. Or you can send it to my secretary, Obioma Ebere. Okay. Obioma Ebere is my secretary. He's based in Sweden. Inbox him, Obioma Ebere. Inbox him the list of names of the people that were coming before. But no, they may change their names. But I'm sure that you will know them when they come to meeting in India. Because when all of you are ready in India, then I will come to India. I need you to be ready. And we know what to do to encourage you or to prepare you for my coming to India. I will come to India at some point. But for now, I want those of them that Chukwu Abiyama said will get his kingdom back. They are the ones we are looking for now. The diehard and the hardcore. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if we have somebody on Skype. The person on Skype, you've been waiting for a very long time. Are you still there or you're gone? No, they are no longer there. They are no longer there. Let's go to the line once again. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Okoye Ikechukwu, the coordinator of the Indigenous People of Biafra in Anambra State, Biafra Land.
Anambra State in Biafra Land. Are we coming to Anambra? Yes, we should come to Anambra at some point. We want to broadcast in Onitsha, live and direct in Onitsha. So you must prepare yourself and our people in Anambra. I will come to broadcast in Onitsha. Very, very important. You must do so as a matter of urgency. Is that okay?
It's okay, but you would inform me when.
I will tell you, Chidebere will tell you. The Biafra Land coordinator will tell you when we will get to Onitsha. I want to broadcast all over Biafra Land. And as we are broadcasting, I hope that people all over the world are informing everybody, especially our enemies, that I am here on the ground, going from place to place, propagating the gospel that Chukwu Abiyama said must be preached. Prepare your people. Chidebere will tell you, and we will be there. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, Director.
Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you're calling us from.
Okay, my name is Augustine Igomezie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Augustine Igomezie, the South Delhi coordinator here in India.
South Delhi coordinator. We are getting calls from India today, and that gladdens my heart. Please go ahead.
Okay, I came from Newtown in Anambra State. I heard one of my brothers who have called from Goa, and also a brother who called from West Delhi. Actually, what our brother from West Delhi was saying was actually truth. We are in numbers before now, we are so many. But what actually happened was that most of them were lacking behind due to money. You know, some of them are not telling themselves the truth. Due to monthly support, some are lagging behind. Not that they don't have the money, but the faith, the zeal, the sincerity are not there. And again, where we shared the defense fund, and most of them, maybe I wouldn't know if they're having that, or if they're having other reasoning. So they dropped. So one of the reasons they are going back is issue of money. So we told them, if you have the money, you come. But even when you don't have, you should also come, contribute. We'll be going on evangelism. Here in South Delhi, where this struggle began in India, we have gone to evangelism in different areas, different towns here in New Delhi. And all people we met, they were so happy. They know their names and their numbers and promise to be coming to meetings. But believe you me, to date, We call them, send them SMSs. They are not coming. That is the truth. All they say is, whatever we are talking about, money, money. We told them that this is a figure of fighting, for goodness sake. That we have to support our people down home. We have to support the people Biafra are running. We have to contribute for the same fund. So, it's the money that's making them to run away. And I sincerely and totally succumb to your advice that we should compile the names of those that have dropped so that when they come back, there's no more way for them. We are trying to make connect to new people so that we will also come up with who we are. But we are doing our best. Our money we are contributing. Our money just will not pay for past months. And this month we are going to pay also this week or next week. So that is our promise. And we thank you being in better land and the good job you are doing. May you be our see us through. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. And this is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. We are live. We are going to be on the air up until about the top of the hour, which will make it 10 o'clock here. And this is your platform. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we continue to welcome you. We continue to encourage people to express their views and their opinions. We are not saying that people cannot and should not call us. But sometimes if you don't make them aware of their responsibilities, they tend to forget or they pretend to forget. Please go ahead. Somebody wants to say something. Go ahead.
Good morning, dear friends. My name is Siri Mena, Ekagu Longinus, Zona Coordinator, Ezuku. Please, my fellow dear friends, I want to comment this morning about Gowon and his starving combat method.
Yes, it's the same thing. He was said this, I think, about 2 days ago, that he wants to starve. He's asking Jonathan to use starvation because he did not go to jail because he committed such a heinous crime and nobody jailed him, courtesy of the British, because the British Shell and BP, British oil companies, were making money off him. Because of that, he didn't go to jail. They didn't press for any charges against him. This same man is now saying that the same method should be used on Boko Haram as well. Kill women and children who are innocent in order for you to stop Boko Haram. Please go ahead.
Yes, I want to address directly to Gowon on Radio Biafra this morning. My name is Ekagu Longinus in Hukumer. I want to tell you, Gowon, all the blood of the little children you served to death, we want to meet you in your grave. You think you know starving. You think you know how to starve. But they will starve your spirit when you die. And I want to tell you that for all the crimes you committed on our soil here, on our people, on our sisters, on our children, that your blood will spill here on Biafra land. For contemplating to kill 6 million people, you starve them, kill pregnant women, open their stomach to bring an unborn baby out, and you're still proud. You're still proud to do it. Your own blood will spill on this Biafra land in this year one Nigeria. Mark it and see. I said so to you directly. I'm talking to you directly. Stupid man. Thank you, director.
Please go ahead. He would speak. Let me take this call. The two callers on Skype, stay where you are. I'm going to the caller. I believe he's calling from Ghana. Is that correct? The caller from Ghana.
Yes, director. Good.
Your line is not very good, I'm afraid. Good morning. Your line is not very good. We're going to the other line as well. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. My goodness. What is going on? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? There is somebody on Skype. It is like, exactly. It's gone off. Exactly. Two of them, maybe it could be to do with the network. It could be the network. There is so much call from India this morning. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my director. Good afternoon from India.
Good morning from Biafra land.
Thank you, my director. My name is Ike Chupu Anekwe, calling from India,
yes, Pune,
to be precise. Yes, my director, I am from Enugu State, Ezeagu. My director, I have been listening to this very program. And honestly, I am moved. I am moved, my director. So what I want to know is how to get the number of Mr. Christian Wosu, who I learned this morning that is the coordinator from India. I don't have his contact number. I want to get his contact number.
Which part of India are you in?
I am in Pune. Pune, that is Maharashtra, India.
And my goodness me.
My director.
Yeah, my goodness.
I know the Benin. Yes, I know the Benin.
I know. Let me see if I can find Christian Wosu's number. And in the absence of that, I can give you the Asia. Let me see. Is Christian Wosu's number is here, I think. He is he gets depressed very easily when our people don't perform. That's the thing about him. The number for Christian Wosu, yes. I think India is +91 or +9, I don't know. Is it +91?
Yes.
997.
Yes.
101 9734.
It is 4.
I repeat,
I call
+91 997 101 9734.
Yes.
Do we have any family where you are? Do we have a family meeting where you are?
Yes, of course, my director. We are very, very plenty here. I mean, many people are very, very capable, eager to join the movement. We are plenty here of my director. Many of us are here, ready.
Okay. That is very, very good. Yes. That is very, very good.
Thank
so
you,
now what I want you to do is to contact Christian Wosu and we'll take it on from there, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you, my director.
Thank you. Yes, please. I grew up in the village. You don't give something to your elders with your left hand, it's not done. Fast food, and MP3 and iPhone. Here we go. This is Radio Biafra. Christian Wosu must remain with us. No, he is with us, of course, but he gets worried very easily. He gets worried very, very easily, I think. Yes, please, go ahead.
Hello, good morning, fellow Biafrans out there. Good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are listening to us. My name is Solomon Chukwuemeka Eluwa. I am from Isialangwa North, residing here in Aba. So I want to use this media to call on you, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. Come out. Let us take what belongs to us. If you go with me to the Bible, the book of Joshua chapter 8, you believe with me that God has given this nation called Nigeria to our hands. It ought to us to go out there and take what belongs to us. So don't be afraid wherever you are. Come out. So I believe that seeing director today or shaking his hands is a stepping stone to achieve the greatness which I have been longing to since all this while. So I want to thank you wherever you are. Come out in mass. Don't be afraid. May Chukwu Abiyama bless all of you wherever you are. In Jesus' name.
He said, thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. Our lines are here. They are open. Just a slight disruption in terms of our signal strength this morning. Not our outputs from our station here. But as a result of the weakness of this very, communication infrastructure. Yes, please. Please, we have somebody, some people are coming to see me,
And I want them, somebody to direct them, please. Direct them how they can come here to see me. They are coming to see me. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. By way of recap this morning, on a day we are reporting that the zoo, that oil price is falling. Atiku Abubakar said you should defend yourself. Gunmen are killing people everywhere. Not even Boko Haram. Other gunmen are all over the place, slaughtering people, killing people. And we are here bringing that very information to the attention of humanity, that we may not be blamed. That we may not be blamed when the time comes. Let's go and see who is here, who is on the line, because we are Radio Biafra. We are in Aba, live and direct. Live and direct. Oh, I feel sorry for some people. I feel sorry for them. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, I'm hearing you. That is, this is Chibuobu, the proponent from China.
From China. Please go ahead. China is a joke at the moment. Please go ahead. Chibuobu, go ahead. Can you hear me? The line has gone. I don't think he can quite follow. The line has gone. It wasn't a China number. It was using a card to call. +201 was what I saw. Not the normal +86. You know, after our atonement, I don't know why Chukwu Abiyama does things the way he does. You know, try to find out people, those of them who are strong, those who are weak. The weak ones in the name Jihaho, weak liver, they start to vibrate because they have no faith. They cannot persevere. They don't know the meaning of resoluteness. They don't know the meaning of belief. Because perhaps within themselves they are not honest enough. And they think other people are not honest as well. I feel sorry for them because anybody who understands what we are doing, if you understand us very, very well, you will know how resolute we are. You will know how determined we are. I don't look at a man's face when I do something. I am always beholden to the mercy and grace of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiyama, who determined that we should come. Chukwu Abiyama said that we must come, and we have come to preach his very gospel on this earth. Please, thank you very much. I need to have some water. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, regardless of the part of this very planet you're on, we know that our Skype is not as stable as it should be. But all the same, we are trying to get that up and running. Our universal line is also open, +44208-133-9976. That is on. And we have lost a lot of calls from there as well. I don't know what is happening to you this morning. I don't know what is going on. That these lines that rely on the network to run are not performing as well as they should. I hope it's not one of Jonathan's men trying to interfere with our work here. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if anybody here has anything to say. Does anybody here have something to say? Go ahead.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans. I thank all of you that came out.
Actually, before you proceed, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What the ordinary people in Aba, gave an interview yesterday, the ordinary people in Aba, what are they actually saying? What are they saying about the state of Aba?
They are saying that the governor is not doing anything.
How about they themselves? What can they do as individuals? What can they do as a people? If we are waiting for governor to do something, governor refuses to do something, what should the ordinary people do?
They were afraid. Because whatever you do, the governor will send his men.
But how many of governor's men are there? How many men does the governor have?
The governor has many security agencies. He uses man-o-war. He uses civil defense. He even uses the Bakassi to attack people.
He uses man-o-war, civil defense, and Bakassi.
Even Aburo people.
How many are they? Are they bigger than the people who are in Aba?
The thing is that he has put in fear in many individuals in Aba. Nobody is ready to snake at his neck. Nobody is ready to come out. That guy that we interviewed yesterday, he was just like, come let me hide and do the interview. Nobody is ready to come out and say something. When you went to interview a person on a dilapidated road, he would say, no. You were with us yesterday, and the house near the road, when we up the camera to see their face. All of them, we are running because they don't want to their face to show in the camera because they don't know who we are. So that is what is happening in Aba. Everybody is afraid because of what the governor and the security agencies are doing.
I hope that the world is listening, that people who claim they were elected to serve their people, they are also using extrajudicial means to execute people. They are also making life difficult and tough for people because they want to remain in power. They said that they have come to, bring life to people. But indeed, what they have done is to come and kill our people. Because of that, the entire population of Aba is afraid because of people, killer squads that the governor has. The governor of Abia State has killer squads. He uses the people of Bakassi. He uses Aburu, those of them, Aturime Hanelu Gota. And he also uses civil defense. Civil defense is there to defend the people, but instead they are working for politicians, intimidating people, killing people for speaking the truth. That is what the world must understand so that nobody will blame us. They are the ones killing us. The governor of Abia State will not spend money on the infrastructural revival of Aba. They will not do anything to alleviate the chronic pain and poverty of those of them who are here. Instead, they invest their money in hiring thugs and criminals. We want all these things documented so that when Theodore travels to the USA, he will be arrested. At least the American government and their people don't take kindly to those of them who are as evil as these men. You will go all around Aba and search out these people. Everybody that they used Bakassi to terrorize, everybody that they used civil defense to terrorize, everybody they used Aburo to terrorize, by Theodore, we want written evidence and sworn affidavit. He will not go to America anymore. He will know how serious we are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? My goodness. They are no longer there. After struggling with the phone, of course, I can't say what it is exactly. But it could be a combination of the phone or the network. It depending on where the person is. This is Radio Biafra once again. And we welcome you. And our lines are open. I don't know for some inexplicable reason why our Skype all of a sudden stopped functioning just like that. I don't know what went wrong. But we are here. On all other platforms, I believe that they're still open. The number to call this morning is +234 817 381 3596 I don't know, but I think that things are now beginning to happen. Brad Chimezie, can you hear me?
No, it's not Brad. It's Chidebra Wodiwe.
Why did I save your name as Brad Chimezie?
I didn't know.
Go ahead.
Hello, sir.
We are live on air.
Okay. I'm Audi Wechidebe. I'm from Enziago in Enugu State. I'm thanking everybody that have hosted you for long now. All the people there, the Biafrans in Aba, diehard Biafrans, especially their coordinator, Ike Chiku. I'm thanking them for the host and making sure that you are okay. And I'm standing by.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. You will stand by. You people have done exceedingly well. Those of you in Aba, you are genuine and you are hardcore. Genuine and hardcore, that is what I like. People come out to serve their country and they do so in truth and honesty. That's what I like. And Aba will not fail us. Aba can never fail us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. They are trying to see if they will get through. Doubting Thomas's. My goodness me. I feel sorry for them. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
I didn't know.
The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, director, confirm that you are hearing me.
It is you that I need to worry about. I didn't have nothing to confirm. Turn your system down. Give me your name and where you're calling from. Exactly. That is the problem. Can't listen to simple instruction. And you want to go to war. It is impossible. You will fail if you don't follow any disciplined command structure. You will fail. God forbid Satan. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know why our call is failing. There is a caller trying to call us from Germany, and the call is failing. I have no idea why that is the case. I have no clue at all. I can't welcome you anymore because we have come almost to the end of our program, almost to the end of our proceedings today, wherever you are. We will be live again this evening, 8 p.m., the normal time. That this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, you must search out where the nearest family is. Search out the nearest family of Biafrans and make sure you join them. Make sure you join them. Make sure you participate. Make sure that anything that they are doing, that you are part of it. That is the only way for us to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Because we are the children of the Most High God. Not those going to Pentecostal churches. They are not the children of God. Those that are the children of God are those of us who are hardcore Biafrans. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning, my chief in command.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Vicente Kichugu. I am calling from Casablanca, Maroc.
From
Enugu State in Ogunloka government.
Ogunloka government area, is well represented in this very effort of ours. You are in Casablanca in Morocco and the world is listening. Please go ahead.
By the letter, I want to sing one just music before I start. Oge me have amnanya. Mgbe Biafra ga-enwere onwe ha, ọ ga-eme ha vam n'anya. Ọ ga-eme ha vam n'anya. Ọ ga-eme ha vam n'anya. Mgbe Biafra ga-enwere onwe ha, ọ ga-eme ha vam. All hail Biafra.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my chief in command. Yes, we are with you. I don't know where is my coordinator here is. I don't know where he is in Biafra land or here. I'm trying to reach him online. I don't know where he is now. But all the same, we are preparing
where did he go to. Where did the coordinator of Casablanca go to in Morocco? Keboga.
I am the coordinator of the Casablanca, but the national coordinator I am asking of, he came back to Biafra land since 2 or 3 months now.
Is it Kingsley Okekem?
Kingsley Monachi.
Kingsley Monachi. And you don't have his contact in Biafra land or the Kwandu?
Yes.
Is he alive at all?
I'm trying to reach him. I don't know where he is. I don't know. I can't reach him now. I don't know where he is.
Anyway, I believe that he's a hardcore Biafran to be made a coordinator of our people in Morocco. And if anybody's listening, if you know him, if you know where he is, we are not worried about him, but we would like to know that he's okay. Kingsley, we want to know that he's fine. If you are listening, make contact with the Casablanca coordinator that will put all our hearts and minds at ease that you are well. That is the most critical, the most important of all. Do you have anything else to say?
No, I stand by my command, commander.
You. Thank you.
We are waiting for the call to return to fight.
Of course. I know most of you are, and you will come home very soon. As I said earlier, and I reiterate this morning, I need our volunteers, the Army of Biafra in Senegal and in the UAE, to prepare to come home. I am only calling back Senegal and the United Arab Emirates only. All the other ones will remain on standby. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of our proceedings today. We pray that everything you're about to embark upon will bear fruit. We don't believe in that. Here we are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. Incorruptible. Now and forever. Even our enemies know that. That is why Chukwu Abiam asked us to come. We have not failed. We don't intend to fail. And as a result of that, Biafra will come. This is Radio Biafra. And thank you once again for listening. We shall reconvene 8 p.m. here in Biafra land, this holy land, this sceptred place, where it was decreed that light must come to Africa from. Therefore, Biafra,
is our religion. I am not a Christian. I am a Biafran. Biafra is my religion. Here is where I worship Chukwu Abiama, because only him is God. Nothing else, as he commanded us in Exodus chapter 20. Gi enwelachi ozotinyerem. Direct instruction from Chukwu Abiama. That is how I know that our people cannot follow simple rules. You will have no other God apart from me, so says the Lord of hosts, Chukwu Abiama. I gaga enwechi ozotinyerem. Manka ekunaka, manka abana olu, manka abana okwu. No other God, even the ones beneath the water, you will have none. Even any image, any picture, and that's the meaning of likeness. Any picture, eserese. Oh, Chukwu Abiama. Arusa apirapi, nothing at all do we want you to associate with the Almighty Chukwu Abiama. For he is spirit, he dwelleth in the hearts and souls of those of them that know him in truth and honesty. Chukwu Abiama is God. Nothing else. Nothing else matters. You will worship no other God apart from me. Number one commandment from God. The first thing he said is, Gi enwelachi ozotinyerem. Nothing else. The rubbish that the Europeans brought is garbage, nonsensical. That is why Abba is in a mess. The truth must be spoken on this platform. That is why Biafra to me is my religion. Chukwu Abiama will guide, protect, nurture, keep each and every one of you. Sustain your families now and forever. But more importantly, the only thing more important than life itself is Biafra. Therefore, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And from me here in Aba, Enyimba City, it is simply good morning.
We have emerged strong.